They were getting better fed than they were getting at home. The food was good. What we did, we had breakfast in the morning, and they were getting porridge in the morning and something to follow, sometimes bacon or something in the neck, and you know, fish sometimes. Then they had a decent meal, big meal. Then they have a break 8 miles out. We planned it all out, 8 miles out. A break for a cup of tea. At lunchtime, again, a good meal.
What did
they have? Usually stewed foods and things of that kind. Anything you could stew. Well, the cook was going ahead, you see, and getting it all ready, and there was no time lost. With a lorry, mm-hmm. with big boilers on them. And it all went ahead with the cooks. And they were told on the map, we got the map, told them where to stop, what they're to do, and they, we never had any delay, they were always ready.
And who were the cooks?
One of the cooks was a fella called Skilling, with another fella called Houghton. I must tell you about Houghton. Houghton died on the march. I never saw a man, he was a clean cook, but I never saw a man with a face so dirty. He seemed to get all the smoke on his face. And he was a thin fella, and I always remember that man with a big stick stirring the porridge. And he died. Where was that? I forget when he died. But when he died, we got a clergyman. And we gave him a burial. And when we... There'd been... Somebody had died in some of the previous marches. In the previous march. I didn't know about this, you see. But they didn't want to admit that anybody died in a march. Concealing it. I didn't see why it should be concealed. And we got a banner. Draped in black with a black border and with his name in black letters. And we carried that with us to London. When we got to Hyde Park, I was astounded. I was carried away a bit with it. When we got to Hyde Park, and when that banner reached, the thousand of people watching took their hats off. I couldn't believe it. Of course, they'd all been splashed in the press, you see, but this fellow man died. It's a good story in itself, I think.